In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. As always, it's great to be with all of you. We like to start our conversation by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary has many wonderful titles. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the Mother of the Church. Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. Also, Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's invite Mary to pray with us, to pray for us, and to bless all of our works in the words of the psalmist. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. As we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now let's invite to be with us our spiritual director. Who is our spiritual director? The Holy Spirit. Among the many titles of the Holy Spirit are the following. He is known as the Paraclete. He's also known as the Gift of Gifts. He's also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. He's also known as the Consoler, as well as the Counselor. The Holy Spirit also is known as Interior Master. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, reminds us, we don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say Abba. Abba, which means Father. So let's invite the Holy Spirit to come to be with us, to enlighten our mind with the light of truth, and to set our hearts on fire with divine love. As we pray the classical prayer to the Holy Spirit together. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful. And enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit, we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. True, my friends, a family that prays together stays together, and a world at prayer is a world at peace. After praying with all of you at the beginning of our Perseverance family conversation, I promise to pray for all of you. Now pray for all of you in the greatest of all prayers. That prayer is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Right? The prayer is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It is the prayer par excellence, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I'd like to place all of you on the altar. And offer the following intentions. First of all, I'd like to pray for all of us that we would be open to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. These could be our prayers. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My next intention will be I'd like to pray for our families. For the conversion the sanctification and the salvation of our family members. Remembering always the words of our Lord, who said, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?" So what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? And I'd like to pray for all of those who will be dying sometime today. That they will be given the gift of final repentance and salvation. Of course, I'd like to pray for ourselves too. For the moment that we're going to die. Jesus says it will be like a thief in the night. We have to be prepared. So we want to pray especially for those who are dying as well as ourselves, that we would be given the grace of all graces, And the grace of all graces is to die in the state of grace. Nothing more important than that. So my friends, as always, we have a lot to cover in a short time. I've returned to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. What we're doing is we're just going through the bullet points that give a summary, a succinct summary of the first commandment, which we are called to love God with our whole heart, mind, and soul and strength, as we were reading the other day. That was number 2133. 2134 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church basically says this. The first commandment summons man to believe in God, to hope in God, and to love Him above all else. How beautiful. So this summary number is basically inviting us to be thankful to God for the gift of baptism, because in baptism we receive many gifts. And the many gifts are not only, of course, the gift of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit living within our souls, the greatest of all gifts. But once we receive baptism, we receive also the three theological virtues. These virtues that connect us to God. And these virtues are faith and hope and charity. Faith means that we believe in God. Hope means that we trust God. Charity means that we love God. These three theological virtues that are infused in the depths of our souls, like a seed planted in the ground. As a seed planted in the ground has to be cultivated, so also these three theological virtues that have been planted, infused in the depths of our souls, these three theological virtues, they have to be cultivated. So faith, by coming together and learning our faith and our perseverance family. Hope, trusting God in the midst of trials. Charity, telling God we love Him, but also manifesting our love for God by loving our brothers and sisters. And St. Thomas Aquinas points out that true love or charity is willing the good of the other. In willing the good of the other, my friends, is especially willing his salvation. Okay, my friends, what I'd like to do today now is I'd like to go through a couple of the Proverbs. And then the gospel passage, then the responsorial psalm will make a short comment. And then we'll talk about the gospel. But it just occurred to me something else I wanted to speak about, following up on Padre Pio. Then we'll jump into the Proverbs and the Gospel for the day. Yesterday we had the privilege of talking about Padre Pio. It was his feast day yesterday. Born 1887, died 1968, and canonized the year 2002 by John Paul II. Of the many graces that flowed from Padre Pio, many graces, Padre Pio became a spiritual father to many children, men and women. And even now, even though Padre Pio has passed away, even now, we can become spiritual children of Padre Pio. We can become spiritual children of Padre Pio. So quickly, I'm going to go through Padre Pio. We can even spontaneously choose to be spiritual children of Padre Pio, even right now, making that the intention of our hearts. But Padre Pio had a five-step program, and I'm just going to go through the steps quickly, then we'll dive into a couple of the Proverbs. So these are the practices that Padre Pio encouraged. There were five of the spiritual practices of Padre Pio. What were these practices? Okay, they're the following. First, in honor of Mary, Padre Pio said of his spiritual children to pray the rosary every day. He prayed many rosaries. Lulu can actually post the many rosaries that he said every day. But he's asking us to pray the five decades of the rosary every day, hopefully even more than that, because the family that prays together stays together. Second, Padre Pio also encouraged us, his spiritual children, and this was avant-garde, to go to daily Mass and receive Holy Communion. He was living in a time in which daily communion was not as frequent as it is today. So he was a prophet. He was a prophet of daily Mass and daily communion. Next, Padre Pio he also encouraged weekly confession, going to confession every week. Next, Padre Pio encouraged spiritual reading. Reading the Bible, reading the lives of the saints, reading a book on prayer, reading, nourishing our minds. How very important that is. Certain sense, what we're doing in the Perseverant Family is somewhat related to spiritual reading because we're nourishing our minds by our spiritual conversation. Lastly, Padre Pio encouraged his spiritual children to practice penance. Yesterday I was listening to a talk by Informed, and the conversation was on Padre Pio. The time of Padre Pio, when he entered in as a novice, the Franciscans would have a big sign, and the penance was, penance or hell. Wow. Penance or hell. Pretty strong. But Jesus himself says that unless you do penance, you will perish. So let's get in the habit, my friends, at least, to try to offer up small sacrifices to God. Jesus himself says, anyone who wants to be my follower must renounce himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. He'll go on to say, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So I'd like to go through now a few of the proverbs we have for the Mass today. I'm going to go through a few of them. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Let's pray today, my friends, that we do what is pleasing to God. Don't forget, my friends, from the book of Brother Lawrence, everything we do, we say, we think, God sees it as an open book. Next, haughty eyes and a proud heart. The tillage of the wicked is sin. So let's pray that we don't be haughty or proud, that we would try to be humble today. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. Then, the plans of the diligent are sure of profit, but all rash haste leads certainly to poverty. Interesting. So every day, my friends, we should have our plans, our projects. And this can be our prayer. Lord, give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Inasmuch as possible, we should try to avoid haste, rushing, but try to carry out our obligations methodically, orderly, systematically, and peacefully. Often when we rush things, we do them poorly and we have to do them again. Then the proverb says, whoever makes a fortune by a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares. I like that. Imagine you have a bubble and you're running after the bubble, but over or a swamp or over a pit or over a ditch or over a hole, you're going to fall in. You're going to probably break your neck. So we should always try to tell the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And also, one of the commandments, the eighth commandment, is we should not tell lies. We should not bear false witness, but always tell the truth. Jesus will go on to say that the devil is the father of lies. The soul of the wicked man desires evil. His neighbor finds no pity in his eyes. We should never desire evil, but to desire the good. When the arrogant man is punished, the simpler are the wiser. When the wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. We want to be that wise man or woman that always has this hunger for the truth. We should have a real hunger for the truth. That's why we come together. And then the Proverbs today, the just man appraises the house of the wicked. There is one who brings down the wicked to ruin. God knows everything. God catches the wicked in their own designs. The last proverb for today is, he who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard. Interesting. So when we have a poor person that's crying out to us, poor person is asking for our help, let's recognize that this poor person is crying out to us, is asking for our help. This poor person is actually Christ himself. Sunday I saw a movie of Mother Teresa. Very good movie. And she said we should find Christ in the distressing disguise of the poor. But she insisted upon the poorest of the poor. So when she founded the Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa, had four vows: chastity, poverty, obedience, and serving the poorest of the poor. And the key biblical passage that Mother Teresa would follow, and I mentioned it many times, and it's parallel to this last proverb that we're talking about, can be taken from Matthew chapter 25, where we have most of the corporal works of mercy. I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a foreigner and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and in prison and you came to visit me. When? Whenever we do this to the least of our brothers, we do this to Christ. This is called the practice of charity in action. So there we have the first reading, which is taken from the book of Proverbs. The responsorial psalm is, guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Let's pray today that we would follow the straight and the narrow path that leads to heaven, and that we would be willing to carry the cross with Christ. Jesus will go on to say, whoever wants to be my follower must renounce himself, take up his cross, and follow me. All right. Today the gospel is very short. It's only three verses from Luke chapter 18, 19 to 21. And it's a biblical verse that's important because it highlights the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this is the gospel for today. So Jesus is engaged in his public ministry, which lasts about three years. So one occasion his mother and brothers came to him, but they were not able to see him because of the crowd. So when our Lord is going and preaching, he's surrounded by so many people who want to see him. They want to listen to him. They bring their sick to him so that he'll be able to touch them and heal them. So this news was brought to him that his mother and his brothers were standing outside and they wished to see him. So he was surrounded by so many people that his mother could not get barely close to him. And Jesus says this, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it. This morning I was listening to a commentary on this biblical passage. And the author of this commentary, it's called Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez, that Relevant Radio every morning has Chuck Neff who's reading the book, and I listen to it almost every day. It's called Conversation with God. And the point that the author highlighted is the following about, he's speaking about Mary, and I'd like to give you kind of a summary of what he said, and I think it's very interesting and it'll be helpful for us. The topic Is that a Mary? But it's the silence of Mary. The author is mentioning this one attribute or virtue of Mary, the silence of Mary. And the author says that Mary, true that we've talked about the times that Mary speaks in the Bible only 7 times. But the silence of Mary. When Mary, in the Annunciation, she conceived Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit within her womb. Mary is not telling the whole world about this, but rather she keeps this in silence. And sacred scripture points out that Mary ponders these things in her heart. 2 times in St. Luke mentions how Mary ponders these things in her heart. Then, when she goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, Mary greets Elizabeth, but Mary does not tell Elizabeth about the good news. That she is with child. That the incarnation is taking place in her. So how was it revealed to Elizabeth? The Holy Spirit actually revealed to Elizabeth what she said, blessed are you who believe that the words of God would be accomplished, because at the sound of your greeting the baby leapt within my heart. Blessed are you among women and blessed the fruit of your womb. These are the words of Elizabeth, Saint Elizabeth. But Saint Elizabeth, she does not tell Mary that she's with child. But rather it was the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that enlightened Saint Elizabeth. This was a divine inspiration. So the silence of Mary, how important it is, the silence of Mary. Then at the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When he's born in the stable of Bethlehem. Here you have the most important birthday in the history of the world. When children are born, everyone knows about it. When children are born, everyone knows about it. So all these different biblical scenes shows us the real importance of Mary, her virtuous life, her life of prayer. And the relevant radio commentary points out that Mary practiced silence. And she had a very deep union with Christ. Even the gospel today where Jesus says, after he hears that his mother and brothers want to talk with him, Jesus says that, who is my mother? My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it. So what Jesus is saying here is, he's not putting down his mother. Quite the contrary. He's not putting down his mother, but he's actually elevating his mother to a higher level. What he's really saying is, he's praising Mary because what he's doing is the natural relationship between Jesus and Mary is very profound. But the spiritual relationship between Mary and Christ is even more important. So really what Jesus is doing here, if you try to plumb the depths of this biblical passage, is that he's praising Mary because he's saying, blessed are those who hear the word of God Blessed are those who hear the word of God and they act on it. Blessed are those who hear the word of God. They hear it, but they also act on it. Problem with many is that they hear the word of God, it goes in one ear and then it goes out the other ear. And that's not good enough. Rather, we have to listen to the word of God and we have to put it into practice. The author of Conversation with God says that perhaps, now this is not biblical, but perhaps Jesus would go and greet his mother and she would have thanked Jesus for this compliment because it was not a put down, but it was rather it was a compliment. So we're admiring Mary today for her holiness, but also because of the importance of Mary's silence. The importance of silence. Let's take a cue from this such that we would cultivate what is called recollection. We would cultivate recollection and cultivate an attitude of silence. Silence can be fruitful, or it can be a dead silence, like the dead silence of a cemetery. But silence is very fruitful in our spiritual life, if we really want to grow in our relationship with God, we want to grow in our prayer life, we must have silence. We must have silence. And the author of Conversation with God says that how easy it is for us to fall into useless chitter-chatter. Spanish, we can easily fall into be a chismoso. Chismoso, chitter-chatter. Chitter-chatter. If we're always giving into chitter-chatter, then we will not be open to God. We will not be practicing recollection. We will not be imitating Mary. Sure, we have to talk to people. But maybe we talk too much. Maybe we'll talk too much. Another proverb will go on to say, he who talks too much will fall into sin. And even the letter of St. James, which is a masterpiece, the letter of St. James, St. James, in his letter, says we should be slow to speak and quick to listen. If you really want to read a really good chapter on speech, one of the best chapters on speech, and that of the sins of the tongue, would be James chapter 3. I recommend that all of us read James chapter 3, speaking about the sins of the tongue. So, my friends, we've had a very good conversation today in our Perseverance family meeting. Which we've been highlighting today, my friends, the great silence of Mary. It was not a fruitless silence, but it was a silence which led to recollection, and from recollection to this inner dialogue with God. So, my friends, let's understand the real value, importance of meditating upon the life of Jesus and Mary. And the great silence of Mary. I invite you all to share our message to many of your friends. One way of evangelizing is to share our message with many of your friends. And today, perhaps we can try to cultivate, in imitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, what is called recollection. Recollection, a fruitful, fertile silence so that we can listen to the word of God. Perhaps this can be the prayer of Samuel, can be our prayer. The young Samuel in the temple. Speak, O Lord, for your servant is listening. And right now I'd like to impart to all of you, my friends, my priestly blessing. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Saint Padre Pio, Saint Joseph, the man of silence, and the Blessed Virgin Mary, in her great silence, her openness to the workings of the Holy Spirit. May Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Speak, O Lord, for your servant, in honor of Mary, is listening to you. Amen.